Vectis Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Got a guest in already, haven't we, Maggie?
We have Chris here from the Island Distribution.
That's correct.
Yes.
Good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon.
Now, Isle of Wight Distribution, the reason it came to our attention, not only do we have a lot of deliveries ourselves and so does everybody else, but it's recently been your birthday.
Yes, indeed. 20 years.
You don't look a day over 15.
Thank you so much, yeah. Thank you. That's really kind.
So, where did it come from, Isle of Wight Distribution?
It was about... It was my thought that the island wasn't getting the level of service it needed because we was deemed as an offshore island and we was very much sometimes treated like Jersey and Guernsey.
Mm-hmm.
So with that kind of idea in mind, I teamed up with my business partner, formed a company. So literally day one, it was just literally me in the van and we kind of kicked off from there, really.
Okay.
You've got a few more vans now, though, haven't you?
Well... Bizarrely, before coming to this interview, we was just receiving 8 brand new vans, which takes us to a tally of 72 vehicles.
Wow.
Really? Wow, that's quite some fleet.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, and as soon as the vehicles are 3 years old, then we get rid of them, replace them new. So
I mean, these are heavily used vehicles, aren't they?
They are, you know, they're used every single day. You know, they start work at sort of half past 7 in the morning, finish at 6 at night, and... Mm. You know, we run 7 days a week now through various operations that we've got. So, they have to be new because obviously they have to be reliable.
Of course. So do you just deliver on the island or do you deliver on the mainland as well?
Or not
if you can help it.
Absolutely. 4 years ago, we actually opened up a depot in Chandler's Ford in Southampton.
All right.
Which was primarily to... get into a pallet network that we wanted to get into. You know, we kind of, where we were parcels, we needed to sort of start a pallet network. So we got sort of 10,000 square feet in Chandler's Ford.
All right.
Right, so that means people can bring their palleted items to you.
Absolutely, yeah. And we're quite surprised, actually, that the amount of business... where people can't get deliveries on the Isle of Wight, or they it costs them an awful lot of money to somebody buys a sofa, Oak Furniture Land, can't get it delivered to the Isle of Wight. They want hundreds of pounds to have it delivered, and they deliver it into our local depot, and we do the final mile to the island, which is proves to be very successful.
And a lot cheaper for the customer in the end, hopefully.
Absolutely, because we're not about ripping people off. You know, I mean, I get, you know, again, it was a frustration myself. You know, I ordered something can be very sort of basic, really, and it was just people wanted astronomical figures to get it delivered over here. So,
yeah.
So the sort of leads on to the next question: how do parcels get into you to dish out to the people on the island? Are they sent via you directly, or do they come in from other operators?
No, they come in from other operators. So what Isle of Wight Distribution does is it offers a delivery and collection solution for some of the big couriers within the UK. So, for example, you've got DPD, you've got TNT, you've got Yodel, you've got DHL. Mm-hmm. And what those companies do, they deliver into us via Red Funnel and via Whitelink. Comes back to our sortation centre, we sort it out, cascade all that out to the drivers, and off they go.
Right, so you're doing under contract for other companies?
Yes, we are.
That's good. So that's a steady business then, I should think.
No, absolutely, and certainly, you know, since where we've got to since the pandemic, you know, on an average day we can deliver up to 4,500 separate deliveries per day on the island, which is sounds astronomical, but they are actually the figures.
I mean we noticed ourselves that during the pandemic we started to get a lot more stuff delivered because that was just more convenient and safer, and obviously we saw that happening.
People locked down, they couldn't go out, and a classic story I always tell was a Mrs. Jacobs who lives in Bryston, and she went to the pet food supplier in Newport, locked down, couldn't do it. Her son said to her, order it online, Mum, it's far easier, far more efficient. Ordered it online, it was delivered to her the following day, she didn't have to travel into Newport, and some driver put it on her doorstep at, 10 o'clock the following morning.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, I mean that's one of the obvious things that happened during lockdown. And
absolutely,
Has business slackened off since we lifted the lockdown restrictions?
Not really. No, I mean, Mrs. Jacobs in Bryston, bless her, hasn't got back. You know, hasn't gone back to coming into Newport now because you know it was a 25-kilo bag of dog food twice a month. So you know she's got other things to do, so she let us deliver it.
That's absolutely fine.
Brilliant. Yeah.
So what I'm getting at then is that your company isn't just for large organisations to deliver, but individuals can use your company to get things taken up.
Absolutely, absolutely not a problem at all. Yeah, and you know we give as much attention we do to the single individuals what we do the massive corporates. You know, we always work like that. They're just as important to us, if not more. To be fair,
so we found this with the delivery people who from your company, they come and they deliver to us, and if we're not in, they know where to put it.
Absolutely. You know, and if you know, it doesn't matter what it is. You know, if it's a national, international company that you know wants to use our service, which they do, or whether it's you know somebody who can't get a set of ladders over from Southampton because they can't get it done through Royal Mail or whatever. Or it's the ferry proves too costly for them to go and get it themselves.
I mean that's it, and you can coordinate those deliveries with the ferry timetables, presumably.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got accounts both with Red Funnel and Whitelink, so obviously we put an awful lot of vehicles a day onto the ferries.
Yeah, I'm sure they're quite pleased with that business.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They should be looking at the monthly bill. Yeah, they should be.
Well, you have to pay as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
So if I wanted to send a parcel somewhere, I could go through you to do that.
Yes, you could. Yes, and we'll get that delivered. And you know whether it's to a relative on the island, you know, if you wasn't unable to get out of your home and you lived in Newport and you wanted something delivered to Freshwater, we could do that.
Okay.
If you lived in Newport and wanted it sent to your auntie in Australia, we can do that. Or if they lived in London, we can do that. So there's nothing.
Okay. So you would then hand that on to one of your delivery partners?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's worth knowing. I didn't realise that.
It is brilliant. Yeah. So they come and collect it from your house?
Yeah, collect it from your house, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Or you can drop it into us, whatever's convenient. But most people, you know, I've got so many vehicles on the road that we'll just collect it from you.
On the way past.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So whereabouts is your depot?
It's just on the outskirts of Newport, in along the Sandown Road in Merston. And we're there. Yeah, we've got a depot there.
Right, okay, that's good. I mean, it's nice to know there's a local company doing well and it's serving the island properly.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
One of the things we sometimes say to companies we're ordering stuff from or have in the past is, oh, what's your delivery instructions? Oh, well, the guy will know.
He'll know what to do with it.
They know exactly what to do with it if we're not in.
No, we've got relatively good staff retention, you know, so some of the guys that deliver in Freshwater, for example, have been delivering there for many years, and you get local knowledge, you get a good relationship going with the customers.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it's a very important part of the community sometimes, you know. So it's a face you see every day.
Yeah.
If you are a medium-sized business and you want to ship a pallet load of stuff, again, on the phone to you and sort it out.
Do that. Yep, absolutely. If you've got a pallet of raw materials that you want collected in Birmingham, brought back to yourself, call us. If you've got a pallet of finished product that you need taken to Bristol, call us. You know, there's nothing we can't do.
That's excellent news.
And how can people call you?
Quite easily. If they ring 01983 209 600, somebody in our customer service team will gladly take your instructions.
And I presume you have a website as well.
We do. Inquiries@islewhitedistribution.co.uk.
Inquiries@islewhitedistribution.co.uk. Yes. All your parcel delivery pallets.
Yes.
Stuff you want sent to somewhere.
Is it an empty pallet or a full pallet?
No, a full. Well, yeah, somebody else. Can you do half a pallet? I don't know what you're talking about, because you will do half a pallet.
Yeah, you can do half pallets, quarter pallets, full pallets.
See, this is the man who knows. Someone throws that question at me and going, what's that? Did he mean to cut a pallet in half, or is it only half loaded? I don't know what you mean by that.
No, we can certainly, anything to do with logistics, parcels, pallets, right, full loads, even sea containers, we can...
Really?
Yeah, wow. We've moved several sea containers for an Isle of Wight company, collected in India. Brought over to Southampton Docks, collected from Southampton Docks back to the Chandlersford warehouse, from Chandlersford back over to their depot on the Isle of Wight.
Right.
So, wow. Yeah, that's kind of, you know, that's...
That's a nice big chunk of business, that one, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And interesting, I suspect.
No, it is, you know, it really is, you know, it comes from a good company on the island, so, yeah.
Excellent stuff.
It sounds like you really enjoy your work.
I do, and I'm as hungry now as I was 25 years ago when I first started.
But when you were 15.
Absolutely, yeah.
Excellent. So just give us that phone number one more time.
It's 01983 209 600.
Thank you very much, Chris, for coming in.
Thank you.
And we wish your business every strength and success for the future.
Thank you so much.
And I've no doubt I'll be seeing one or more of your drivers in the next few days.
Absolutely.
Dropping something off at my house.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.